We're learning the laws of Shabbos. The third melacha of that of Kotzer of harvesting it mentions in Simon Shin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Gimel. Also ishtamish bistadei ilon. One is not allowed to use the sides of a tree. Of a besidei sedadim mutar, but the sides of the sides is permissible. Well, what exactly does that mean? The Mishnah tells us the parish. Dover kosher be'ilon mikri sedadei ha'ilon. That something which is directly attached or connected to the tree is considered its sides. Avol dafnei ha'ilon atzmo mikri sedadim el gufa ilon hu. The bark of the tree is considered to be, of course, part of the tree itself when it comes to these halachos. So a person is not allowed to use, not only we mentioned climbing a tree, using a tree, but even the sides. Now what exactly does this mean? So the Machaber continues and says, "Alfichach, therefore, also lismo chasula mosidia ilon." The person is not allowed to, of course, is referring to even on Friday that there's already a tree leaning up, a ladder leaning up against a tree. They are not allowed to ascend that ladder. The chisolik be mishtamish bestadim. That when you are using this ladder, you are using the side of this tree. That's not allowed. However, alim yesh yasei tekua mosidia ilon. Let's say that you have a peg, or some type of nail, or some sort, something which is in the tree. Mutilismo sumalov. You can, how exactly you do this, rest the ladder upon it. So it's not directly on the tree, but it's something which is connected to the tree. So it's more indirect. Dehavale yosed sedadim. So this peg is considered to be the side. And then the ladder, which is only connected to the peg, is considered to be as indirect, and therefore you'd be able to ascend this ladder. Similarly, if a person would have, let's say, a nail again, or something stuck into a tree, not the tree itself, not the branch itself, but some type of, let's say, nail, and you hang a basket, it's already been there on Friday, so hayosin nikra sadadim, v'kalkola b'siri sadadim. So that's considered also an indirect use. The fact that you would be able to do something not with a basket, but to be able to do something with the contents that are found in the basket, that's already indirectly connected to the tree. And therefore one would be allowed to be involved in taking things out of the basket or putting it in. Mutiliga ba'ilan, and the Rama says one is allowed to actually touch a tree. Uvulvad shlo yeniden, provided that you don't move it, that you don't cause it to sway. And we mentioned the last time, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the distinction between someone who is a bari, someone who is healthy, and someone who is tashkoyach, someone who is weak. Someone who is weak is not allowed to touch or lean against a tree, rather, because when they're leaning, because it's difficult for them to stand on their own, that's considered to be that all of their, the whole kocho, all of their energy, everything, or all their weight, if you will, is resting up against the tree. Therefore, they're not allowed to do that. But someone who's healthy, for them just to be brushing up against the tree, that's not an issue, provided, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're not going to cause the tree to move. Because if it moves, that's also considered to be a shemesh, that's a form of use. Now, the Mishnah Berurah further discusses, and says the idea of that you'd be allowed to go on this ladder. This is, of course, assuming, as we mentioned, that the ladder was already connected to this peg, which is connected to the tree on Friday. Then you're allowed, to go up this ladder. Because, as the Mechaber says, it's an indirect use of the tree. But you have to be careful, that if you're climbing up this ladder, which is connected to this peg, you're not allowed to put your leg on the peg, which is connected to it. You have to actually ascend, going up the rungs of the ladder, because otherwise it's using this peg, which is connected to the tree, and that's not something which is allowed. So that's the basic parameters of the idea of koitzer. Even though you're not actually harvesting anything, or you're not necessarily physically breaking up a branch, the concern of using a tree is that one may end up potentially violating this malacha. And it's brought down further in the Sefer Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos the following. It says, that Nechal be'Isser, Shemesh, together included in this prohibition, is a filu im ein mishtamshin Ve'ilan mamish, as we mentioned, even if you're not actually using the tree, elgami mishtamshin bedavar hatakel be'ilan. If you're using something which is connected to it, kagon litlos ezadavar al yosed hatakel be'ilan. If you have you have something and you want to just hang it on a peg, right? If you want to take a basket and hang it directly on a peg connected to a tree, that is not allowed. Shigamze nikra mishtamish be'ilan. That is considered using the tree. Komakom im toli al hayosed sal. If you have a basket that was already connected to this nail or peg, which is connected to the tree, mutaliflin shom eza davar, you are allowed on Shabbos to put things into that basket. Because again, the basket is not hanging on a branch. You would not be able to have a basket on a branch, but a basket connected to a peg to the tree, that's acceptable, because that's already indirect. You'd be able to not only put things into this basket on Shabbos, you could take them out. Even though hanging the basket itself, certainly not on the branches, but even on this nail, is unacceptable. You're really using the basket. You're not using the tree. And therefore, this indirect form, we do not say the gezeira, this decree of using the tree applies. However, you have to be careful not to allow the tree to sway while you're involved in this permissible act. Also, we can understand furthermore, it says that a person is not allowed to sit or to lie down on a something in which is connected to the trees, which is another way of saying like a hammock. So if you, let's say you have two trees and you have a piece of a rope that is connected directly to the trees, so you're not allowed to lie down or to sit on such a hammock. Sheshimish b'mita zu daimlish tamashos shel yased hatikoh b'ilon. Because you are using that which is connected directly to the tree, this rope, or and this mechanism which is in between for you to be able to sit in, that's considered to be using the tree itself, and therefore you're not allowed to sit in such a hammock. However, in the event, let's say it's not directly a rope, but let's say the rope is connected to a nail that's stuck into the tree, and you have a rope around the nail, and that's how your hammock is used, then after sheish lidmos ladin shel sal hatulia biyased. It's possible that we can compare it to the scenario that we used before that's indirect, and therefore one would be allowed to sit in such a hammock. V'chein yeshul chalik b'chevel kosher l'ilan shetoylen ala begadim. This is also when it comes to if you have garments that a person would be hanging out as a way of drying them. Im kashel ilan atzmo, if they are connected to the tree, ola mismar atakua, or they're draping over a nail, shirach mechabel kashel ola mismar atakua, be ilan mutter will hurry begadim hanitloim alav. You would be allowed to remove such garments. So the idea, again, what's being said over here in conclusion is that one, as we know, is not allowed to break a branch, but even midrabban, the rabbis say one is concerned that certain actions may cause that to end up happening, and therefore to use a tree is not allowed. Even something which is connected directly to the tree, which as we said, like this nail or putting a ladder against a tree, you're not allowed to do, but something which is indirect, which is two steps away from it, that we do allow, because that far of a gezeira we did not make.